Support for this episode comes from Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening to this podcast right now. You're multitasking. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. You can get a quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joy is the first glimpse of blue sky peeking through the overcast of a late winter day. Joy is the first brave tulip of the season, the first harvest of fresh blueberries, all the little pops of color to remind you that spring is on its way. New Yorkers know this better than anyone. It's time to bring the spring back into your wardrobe, and nothing says New York spring like Kate Spade New York. Their new spring collection is perfect for all your adventures, day or night. Discover and shop the spring collection at Kate Spade New York.
My name is Frank Thompson, born in Arkansas, educated in Arkansas. When I grew up, it was, of course, the segregated South. But I was quite fortunate. I was raised in a very loving family. My parents were together. We were involved in the church. So we had our social outlets through our church. We were brought up in a very cohesive black community, and quite frankly, I think I really became alive on a social issue setting when Emmett Till was killed.
In 1955, Emmett Till was visiting family in Mississippi when a white woman accused him of whistling at her in her family's grocery store and making sexual advances. A few nights later, the woman's husband and his half-brother kidnapped, tortured, and shot 14-year-old Emmett Till. They tied a 75-pound industrial fan around his neck and threw his body into a river. A month later, both men were acquitted by an all-white jury. Frank Thompson remembers it well. He was 13 years old, just a year younger than Emmett Till.
Oh, boy. You know, every mother, every father related to having lost a child. That's one level. Even though there had been lynchings all across the South, Emmett Till's death just sort of punctuated the sensitivities to where, even though Christians are against killing, I came up in a church where many of the black Christians felt that capital punishment was an appropriate social sanction against those who would kill as they killed Emmett Till. Because every black felt it. I mean, there was no youngster that would walk the street that felt like at any moment you might be strung up for a reason. Let me give you an example. I can remember that within 3 weeks of Emmett's death, I got on a bus, which was segregated, where I was required to sit in the back of the bus. And I can almost sense right now as I'm talking to you that feeling I had when I got on the bus. I was walking down this aisle, looking at the ceiling of the bus or looking at the floor of the bus, because I did not want to inadvertently look in the eyes of some white woman and be accused of flirting. I'll never forget that feeling. I didn't have the freedom of looking where I felt I didn't have the freedom of looking where I felt like I wanted to look on a public bus, because somebody might say I winked at a white woman. That's how Emmett Till's murder began to affect my psyche about racism in the South. So that was the beginning, quite frankly, of my accepting capital punishment as being something that should be administered against those who were so guilty of acts as was perpetrated against Emmett Till.
Years later, it would become Frank Thompson's job to learn how to perform an execution, step by step, and how to identify which of his colleagues were best suited to help him do it. I'm Phoebe Judge. This is Criminal. Frank Thompson went to college to study medicine, but left school to serve in the Army during the Vietnam War. He was a military police officer. He returned to Arkansas, finished college, and got a job with the Arkansas Department of Corrections.
Arkansas has been a capital punishment state for quite some time, and a number of executions took place. I was never a part of an execution directly, personally, but whenever executions took place in Arkansas, all institutions would be put on alert, and we would go into an operation mode of reduced activities, higher control activities, monitoring inmate behaviors, monitoring inmate associations, trying to get a feel for the pulse of the institutions, regardless of where we were located. And you never know how the execution of one inmate might affect the quiet, the atmosphere in any institution. Meals are very, very important to the inmate population. Inmates will go off even if there is not an execution taking place. But this is a period of time you don't want to put out a bad meal. So particular attention is paid to those kinds of subtleties, those kinds of things that you and I take for granted in the free world are exponentially more important to the inmate population while locked up behind the bars and the walls.
He was promoted to warden and stayed in Arkansas for 5 years before interviewing for a job in 1994 as the superintendent of the Oregon State Penitentiary.
They did tell me, Frank, you do know that you are applying for a job in Oregon where there's capital punishment. And I told them I did. And they said,
Support for the show comes from Progressive. Most of you listening right now are multitasking. While you're listening to this podcast, some of you are driving, others are cleaning, and the rest might even be on a leisurely stroll. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year. So you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Support for Criminal comes from Seed Health. I've been taking their probiotic, which is actually both a probiotic and a prebiotic, so they call it a symbiotic, every day for months now. Their DSO1 daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 small capsules a day. Developed in collaboration with a scientific board guided by the latest in probiotic research, Seed's daily supplement offers a slow but steady approach to restoring a healthy gut microbiome. No miracles required. Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/criminal and use code 25criminal to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/criminal. Code 25criminal. Leading up to Oregon's first execution in more than 30 years, Superintendent Frank Thompson and his staff simulated the process from start to finish, bringing in witnesses and seating them in the gallery, simulating the phone call from the governor's office to let them know that there was no stay of execution. They practiced interacting with the press and informing them of time of death and how long it took for the inmate to die. But Frank says he was also talking with members of his staff about his reservations and making sure that they knew that they didn't have to be involved if they didn't want to. He says no one backed out. And in September of 1996, Douglas Franklin Wright was the first person to be executed by lethal injection in the state of Oregon. Wright had confessed to murdering four homeless men after promising them jobs. He didn't appeal his death sentence.
He indicated to us that the straps to his wrist were hurting him. And I can remember being overcome with the emotion, you know, I'm not here to hurt the guy. In fact, I wasn't even really conscious of the crime that he committed. You got a human being, we're down here tying a person to a gurney about to take his life. You're not thinking about the crime that he committed. And the least you want to do is go on record consciously and being aware that you're hurting him in the process. This whole process is supposed to be painless. And so I asked one of the correctional officers on the tie-down team to make an adjustment to the strap of the wrist that he said was hurting him. The adjustment was made, and he looked up at me and said, "Thank you, boss." And we did what we were called upon to do by the citizens of the state of Oregon. It's difficult to think in terms of being commended for having done your job well and you've taken the life of somebody. And so when I walked away from telling the media the time of death, I remember walking from that room up to my office not knowing what I was going to do after leaving the office, because out of all of that practicing, I hadn't practiced what I was going to do after leaving the prison. And I felt an uncomfortable void. It wasn't even a relief. It was a void that pressure was off of me. But that was just this huge emptiness of, like, not really realizing the impact of what I had been through and what my staff had been through. And that carried on for, all of that night. And I got in my car the next day and took off on a long trip.
Frank Thompson says that some members of his staff left the job afterwards. Some said they would never participate again. And then, 9 months later, he got word that another inmate was to be executed.
And now I'm facing a second one. That came as a surprise. It came as a surprise. The fear of something going wrong loomed, quite frankly, larger the second time than it did the first time. In fact, I think the second time I was more aware of what could go wrong than I was the first time through. And I was quite concerned about all of my staff, quite frankly. So the second one was not any easier. And with that answer, I want you to appreciate the fact that, take it from me, killing somebody never gets easier.
Harry Charles Moore had been convicted of killing his half-sister and her ex-husband. He'd threatened to sue anyone who tried to stop his execution and petitioned the Oregon Supreme Court to forego the automatic appeal of his sentence. He died by lethal injection in May of 1997. To date, there have been no executions since. Frank Thompson oversaw Oregon's only two implementations of the death penalty in 56 years. He retired from corrections in 2010 and has dedicated himself to repealing the death penalty in Oregon and around the country.
I've become acutely frustrated where it appears as if that my being against the death penalty ignores the plight of those who lost loved ones, and that I am championing the interest of the person that's been executed more so than I am the mother whose kid, 3-year-old kid, was shot by a drive-by, and that somehow or another I'm not sensitive to those needs. I'm very, very, very sensitive to the victims. So much so that
support for this episode comes from Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening to this podcast right now. You're multitasking. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. You can get a quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.